how I'm going to do it. And then you proceed from A to Z. And you have to do it point by point by point. You can't just be abstract all over here and all over there and all over here. You have to take it point by point by point. I'm telling you, man, because if you can't do that, you'll be all over the place. Who the fuck understands? Who the fuck understands? I want to do this. You have to be able to lock it down, man. Lock it down.
I'm following you on that, Tony. I'm not no lie. I'm following you on that. Because the same thing when I get on my podcast, sometimes when I'm talking, and I'm like, I always think about what you're saying, about the point, and I'm always jumping around. And that's true.
You can't jump around. And
you're right. I can't jump around. I'm not supposed to jump around.
You're going to have to lock it down. You have to pick one point and be able to build that point.
And that's true. But the thing about it...
Let me go like that, Charlie.
I want to do it a little different.
There's no different, man.
That's a difference, Charlie. That's a difference. That's a difference. It's a difference. It's a difference, Charlie. It's a difference.
There's no difference. You know what I mean? There's no difference. People go from A to Z. That's how we function.
But you're not supposed to function like that.
You're not supposed to.
That's the way of the people.
That is the way we function.
That's the way of the people. And that's what I'm trying to say.
You want
to
be different.
I want to be different.
You are different.
I want to be different.
You want to be different.
I want to be different, Charlie, because the thing about it...
We go...
I don't...
Dick your difference
down the block. I don't want to walk in the same footstep as somebody else.
You can't, man.
I don't want to walk in the same footstep. I don't want
to... You have to be an encyclopedia, man. You have to go from A to Z, baby.
I don't want to. That's the part about it. I don't. I understand what you're saying.
I don't care, brother. I love you the whole shit, but I can't. You've got to go from A to Z.
And you're right. I do have to go from A to Z. But the thing about it, do I have to go from A to Z? Because the people say it?
No. Not because people because say it. Not because I say it. But because it's the way of the human mind.
It's the way of the people, Charlie. That's the thing about it, Charlie. It's the way of the people.
It's the way of the human mind.
No, that's what I'm saying. The way of the people.
It's the way of the human mind, man.
And that's what I'm trying to change.
And you want to get the people. You're going to have to suffer, homie. You're going to have to suffer the way artists suffer, man.
And
artists suffer.
I want to do that. Let me suffer and try to get them there. Let me suffer first. Try to get them. Because the thing about it, Charlie, the way of the people, like I'm saying, how you wear your shoes. How you put your jacket on?
The same way. One leg at a time.
It's the same way like everybody else. But it ain't just that simple though.
It is just that simple. It is.
The way of the people is that simple. Yeah. But the thing about it, Charlie.
You want to make it complicated. I need to make it complicated.
I need to.
Because you have a complicated mind. You make it complicated. You have a complicated mind.
Yes. Yes! Yes, Charlie, it has... No. Because of complication, it's not something that the people know about. They want an easy route. They want to get out quick. They want to do everything quick and fast and move on with it. No.
You can't do it any other way, man. You have to do it simple.
It's another way. And I'm going to figure it out, Charlie.
This is something I want to see.
And I'm telling you, it's another way.
This is something that I want to see, bro. You know what I mean? Because there's no other way than A to Z. There's some things that you have to do first. And then some things you have to do.
So hold up.
No, there's no other way.
Take away A to Z. Take away the numbers. Yes, you can.
Mathematics is mathematics.
That's the thing about it.
You have to.
Who created mathematics?
The universe.
Who created A to Z?
The universe did it. The universe.
The people did it. The people of the universe did it.
The people did it in order to understand what was taking place naturally.
Yes, naturally. But at the same time, I can change that. You can change that.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can, Charlie. You know you can change that. You know you can change it. Where you going? You know you can change that.
You
beautiful.
Now, I might be some old.
No, it ain't about being old or nothing.
Listen, I might be some old fuck, man. But you can say that there's a different way. And I'm saying to you, no, you can't. You're a young man. I'm saying, no, you can't. And that is the truth of the matter, man. And as far as I'm concerned, you can't change the universe, man. You can't change the fact that you have to
I can't change the universe, but I can change the people.
Yeah, all right.
I can change the people, right. Not the universe.
You can't put A before Z. You cannot do that, man. You're gonna have to function.
Okay, hold up. Listen to what you're saying. Now, I can't change A to Z. You can't. Why not? Because what? It's what you grew up on, right?
I know it's not what I grew up on.
It's what the people of the world taught you, right? It's what the people of the world taught you.
You can't change it.
I'm telling you, Charlie, it's what the people of the world taught you. Just like they taught you to put them gloves on.
You got mathematics. You can't put A before Z or 1 before or 2 before 1. You cannot do
because
that. The thing is, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. You got an objective you have to do. Something you want to achieve, you hear me?
Yes.
But you have to first organize your thinking. If you don't organize your thinking, you're gonna be scattered all over the place. You have to organize your thinking, man. First and foremost. If we talk again, that's the first thing you're gonna have to do, man. So I can understand what the fuck you do.
See, I like this conversation. I like something like this because I'm somebody. It gives my mind thinking, my wheels keep running, it keep moving.
You have to slow it down. Trust me.
Hey.
All
right. I like that though.
Slow it down. Trust me.
I'm gonna work on it. But for now, I'm gonna work on what you're talking about. But I'm still working what I'm trying to get.
That's gonna keep you all over the place. But that's all right. Keep you all over the place. As long as you can bring it back to step one, step two, step three. That's where it's got to go. That's where it has to start. Step one, step two, step three. That's the way it's going to have to go, man. It can't go any other way because you have to have a beginning point to make me or somebody else, especially the people who are going to sponsor you. You have to make me and the people who is going to sponsor you understand what your end objective is. And you have to explain that from point one, point two, point three. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do it like that, man. And you have to have a central goal. What is your central goal? What do you want to achieve? You got to have to write it down, baby. What it is, say it. What is it you want to achieve?
What do I want to achieve?
What is it? Tell it to me! Talk to me, nigga!
And
tell it to me. You know what I mean? It's all good. What you want to achieve, man? What is it?
I don't know yet.
I really gotta know. So far,
all I'm stuck in is understanding. What I want to achieve is understanding. But as you say,
enough to me, ladies.
Give me that remote.
Jeez. We got it.
I'm getting it. Okay. I'm gonna work on it.
You have to have an objective, man. What is my point? What do I want to do? And it has to be concise, like a fucking like a square. Fit a square in a square. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Fit a square in a square.
When I was in the barbershop, I just wrote down on my notepad, knowledge, understanding.
Knowledge, wisdom, understanding.
Knowledge. No, not wisdom. Just understanding. Knowledge, understanding, and fear and love. Because to me, what I said, the two things people are driven by, love and fear.
There's 12 jewels of Islam. Food, clothing, shelter. Love, peace, and happiness. Mm-hmm. Love, freedom, people. Justice, equality. You know what I mean? Knowledge, wisdom,
what is love, Charlie? What is love?
Oh, now we getting abstract.
What is love, Charlie? Give me your example. What is love? What is
hello,
love?
Hello, beautiful. Come on, give me 30 seconds.
Oh, yes, sir. What is love?
That's the question.
Yes, that's the question. What is love? What is love?
Yeah, what's the question? Oh, I have my first accident for the day.
I don't know. Alright, I'm gonna try.
Hey, go and try.
Think about it.
I'm gonna give you a Jesus Christ definition. Let me give you a Jesus Christ definition. Love is...
Excuse me, sir. Real quick. What is love?
Love?
Definition. Yeah, what is the definition for love?
Well, it's someone like... The love is something who felt love to.
The hollow what?
Something likes to love with. Something felt love with male and female. Male.
No, it doesn't necessarily happen. I can love you, brother. And that's no gay shit about it. I can love you. You know what I mean? Because you're a human being. Love is not male, female.
It comes.
Love is whatever it is to you. Go ahead. Explain it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thank you.
He's gone. He's out of here.
To me, it's giving to others.
Giving to others.
Look, I sit out here every day, right? I say good morning to everybody. I don't care if you like me or dislike me. You don't have to say good morning back to me. But that's love to me, I give love to people. I don't consider it like a sexual thing or fucking, you need them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Love is just from the heart. Whatever. If I can give my shirt off my back to somebody that's homeless, that's love, you know?
And other people will call that caring, but yeah. I agree with you though. Charlie, back to you. What is love to you?
It's all the same thing, man. It's all the same thing.
No, I once read a book. It said, love is a bond. Love is a bond between two people or two things.
Yeah, that's true.
Bond between two people or two
man
things.
Man, you know.
That is,
you and your girlfriend,
that, I mean, it's got to be more. To, that is respectful.
You gotta have friendship.
And it wasn't much more to it, but I'm talking about, he said love is a bond between two people, two things. Really, he said between two things because
that's simple.
I love my cat.
I don't want you to do it. Mm-hmm. You can Google on your phone. The biblical definition for love. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Go ahead, Google it.
My bad. Hold up.
Can you talk to the machine?
Let me Google it.
Just Google it. Say, what is love? The biblical definition for love. And it will give it to you. And I like that definition. I read it before, but I can't remember it. The biblical definition for love. Now, are you writing it down? Mm-hmm. Can't you talk to that thing?
Ain't gonna understand all that one.
Give me the biblical definition for love.
What is the one on Google that sound like sorry too? You know, sorry, when you have sorry, the thing you can talk to.
Yeah. They got a mic.
The same voice, the same sound. Yeah. It's the same girl. Like the same
I don't know who it is. But there's a mic that you can call up on your phone.
I got it on mine.
And you say it.
I exit every morning. What time is it?
My phone is cheap. You can't do it.
I can't get online. I could do it, but I can't get online right now.
God is the embodiment of love. In fact, one of the most sought-after themes is the Bible. In the Bible is definition of love.
See, I have
called agape. Agape in Greek.
The Bible was man-written.
The emotion of unconditional priority is core of the Christianity. Love is all-consuming, empowering, and lives in each of us. Love is all-consuming and empowering.
Okay. Who wrote it?
I don't know who wrote it. Let's not even go there about who.
Two.
Let's not even go there about who or what. You know what I mean? It's just the understanding. Let's just try to understand what they're saying. All consuming.
What is consuming?
Consuming means you eat it.
What you take in.
You eat it with your heart. Yeah. You eat it with your mind. You eat it with your spirit. You know what I mean? And it's all consuming. You do it like that. You know what I mean?
That's the way of the people. I'm going to say, I believe that. But the thing about it, who told you I'm somebody that's the right meaning of consuming? Who gave you that? Who gave you that meaning of consuming?
Who said a giraffe was a giraffe?
That's the thing about it.
It's not that.
It's something like that.
We're speaking non-generically now.
Okay.
We're speaking non-generically. If fuck him, he's white. just carrying that shit. You hear me? It's generic, man. Which means that it has no owner. How the fuck love don't have an owner?
I'm not talking about love.
So it's not about white, black, or any other color. What it is, non-conditional. It has no conditional. It has nobody to say it is this way or that way. It is about all being all-consuming. I love you.
How you treat people.
And it has no owner. That has no owner. Nobody who defines that for me or my body or my way of thinking. Nobody can define that for me.
True.
No,
that
man.
That is very true. Nobody can define that for me.
It is just there. Just like, all consumed.
Like I tell people, number one, no, you think you see what I see, but you can't see through my eyes, so you don't see
what I
see.
That is true.
That's one thing I tell people. You can't see what I see because you don't have my eyes. You can look at the same thing, but I still see something different. I'm going to still see something different. But okay, gentlemen, I'm going to catch y'all in a second. I'm going over here. All right. Hey! Venus! Hey! Apologize before I let y'all go. What's the meaning of love? What love means to you? What is the meaning of love?
Everything.
I'm talking a little bit more.
Compassion, trust, faithfulness, gratitude, dedicated.
Okay, give me a specific meaning of love.
Dedicated.
Devotion. Dedicated and devotion. Appreciate that very much. Thank you. Hey. Devoted, dedication, and meaning. Uh-oh. What's going on there, right? What's going on? I got a question to who this ever concerns. Can anybody give me the meaning of love? The meaning of love. Anybody? Anybody? The meaning of love? The meaning of love. Oh, she said, hold up, Miss Shirley. So it's on you then, Miss Shirley. The definition of love, put it that way. Not the meaning, the definition. Definition. We're not going to go by the dictionary. I want your meaning, not the dictionary. Because the dictionary was written by somebody else. We don't know. By 3 or 4 people put it together. They voted on it. That's how the dictionary goes. No, not the world. But your meaning. Not the world.
Someone caring, you know. No matter what their situation is, you can care for them throughout, you know, regardless of their situation, regardless of their, you know, downfalls and stuff. You still
love
them. That's my definition.
See, I once read, so far, said the meaning of love is a bond between two things, two people. A bond between two people, two things.
A bond, it's a bond. It's because it's your realm. It doesn't go with just two people. Wow. I mean, that's two people. You mean lovers, like a man?
No,
and woman.
No.
It could be in. Yes, I'm saying in general, like, you know, care for other people, like love. They can love other people. Love goes all over.
But it's a bond, though. It's a bond.
It is a bond. It is a bond. I believe it's a bond.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's a bond. That's the word. Bond.
Bond, okay. And this is the biblical definition of love. It said, in fact, one of the most sought after theme in the Bible is the in fact, one of the most sought after theme in the Bible is the definition of love, also called gap or whatever that is in Greek. The emotion of unconditional partitional is core to Christian. Okay, that's something about this. Yeah, that's something about this. They doing too much. They doing too much with it.
What was the definition?
What?
Love.
Love is sharing. Love is caring. Love is flying for no reason. Hand in hand walks on the park. Gifts. Love is a lot of things.
Ma'am, you got a reason? You got a definition? Your meaning, not the different meaning of the people, of the world. Your meaning.
Pretty much.
Sticking with someone through thick and thin.
Two people that, you know, allow me to love more conditionally. But obviously it has to be a bond.
So, okay, a relevant question. That enthusiasm as a kid, when did we lose that? Or when do you lose that? No, as a kid, you know, somebody you believe in everything, you want to be Superman, Superwoman, you want to be the greatest person in the world. When do you lose that? When do you lose that? Hold on. I apologize though. She said mature and learn.
When you live,
tell your doctor about infection. So, but why do you lose that enthusiasm though? Why do you lose that excitement? That excitement. And it ain't just about being a Superman or stuff like that. But it's just about, and I'm to my note, you just think you're just the greatest in the world. I'm talking, you can do whatever. Huh? How is that unrealistic? No, I'm to my, okay, that's what I'm saying. Not about being Superman or anything or Superwoman, but it's just, you know, as a kid, that excitement they have is so great. They want to learn everything. They want to know everything. When do we lose that? By the learning and knowing everything.
So, I mean, it becomes less things that you have to learn. You know, because you experience certain things. You get new things. You know? I don't know what to say, but... you think the excitement leaves you because, you know...